Welcome to the Discomfort Inn. This is Pat Oates, along with me is Stosh Makita, comedian Dan Brown.
Hello.
We are here to discuss pet peeves, things that make you nuts, those little things that just drive you crazy that you wouldn't always think about when it happens, makes your skin crawl, just makes you want to scream and yell. And Stosh, what's your number one out of the gate pet peeve?
Having to re-record the podcast.
Yeah. Stosh waiting on that one.
Yeah, dude. I would have to say the biggest one, which it was a sentiment shared by a whole lot of your Facebook friends, is mouth noises, loud chewing, people who smack their lips, etc.
Anything making noises out of the mouth that aren't the typical noises.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, first of all, thank you to all the people that responded on Facebook. That was pretty cool. I put a thing up about what's a pet peeves. I'll be trying to do that once a week, and we're going to mention a couple of people with some specific stuff. But, yeah, I'm with you on that. Lip smacking, teeth grinding, chewing super loud, anything out of the mouth that doesn't need to be coming out of there. That doesn't have purpose to it. You know what I mean? Some people put whistling. And by the way, I'm upset because with us is one of the greatest whistlers of all time, Dan Brown.
Agreed.
And Dan Brown whistles amazingly. And I think these people just haven't heard good whistling. But believe me, before I met you, I was on their side. When people would just out loud in a restaurant or just at the grocery store just be like whistling, they didn't do it well. So they're just whistling out loud. Like, what do you want? What kind of attention? Are you looking for 600 dwarves? What the fuck are you doing? And then you came along and you are melodic and it's actually good. And I'm like, I enjoy it. So those haters, you haven't met Dan Brown.
Yes.
That's the problem.
First time I came here to record a podcast and I heard him downstairs playing drums and whistling at the same time.
It's amazing.
Not only was I impressed that your whistle was able to cut through how loud the drums were, but I sat there for like 5 minutes just listening to you whistle jam because it was such a treat.
I hope that somewhere that's a festival.
Whistle jam.
And I hope it's not what we think it is. I hope it's just people with dog whistles and dogs screaming and no one can hear it.
Dan really headlines it every year. He just doesn't tell
he
his
won't.
Comedy
he
friends.
He won't. We it's a whole other podcast, but Dan will not go into competition. Dan does it for the love of the game. But yeah, mouth smacking. Lip smacking, someone who puts their tongue outside their mouth and just kind of like licks their lips for no freaking reason, like a lot, all that stuff. Like who?
Jabba the Hutt.
Kind of like Jabba the Hutt. I might give him a pass since he's not real. But yeah, but that was supposed to make him gross. All those things usually make someone like gross or whatever. Chewing out loud, chewing with the mouth open, food coming out of the mouth. Anything with the mouth really freaking grosses me out.
I think because I didn't have that when I was a kid, mouth noises didn't weird me out as much. And I think it has something to do with how pornographic it sounds. Like I became, through watching, growing up and watching porn, I've associated those type of noises with other fellacious acts. And so I don't want the dude next to me giving me a weird boner at Panera, you know?
Okay, but then weird side note, but let's go there since we're here. So if a woman is chewing like that at a Panera, you're fine?
I still don't want boners at
Panera. Okay. No, it's about the bone. See, I'm not turned on. As a kid, it always bothered me. Kids in school. I think my brother, when he was real little, he did it. But he was like 2 or 3, but it even made me nuts then. You know what I mean? He doesn't do it now. But I remember, stop smacking your lips was a thing that was – I think it was also yelled by my dad.
Yeah.
So like it kind of like just – it was ingrained in me to also say it. I barely ever yell at my kids. But the one thing I yell at my son Seamus all the time is, stop chewing your mouth. I'm like, come on, dude. He even knows. I don't have to even say what it is. Like, come on, dude. And he just knows, like, sorry. But, and it's just like, I'm like, how do you do that? Even when I did that jokingly, that just, like, hurt my ears. Like, I can't handle it. How are you with the mouth noises?
I feel like chewing with your mouth open is worse than hearing it. Like, just seeing somebody and.
Yeah. I try not to watch people chew for that reason, because even when they aren't, it's still a weird thing to watch someone chew.
Yeah, the mouth still opens once in a while, regardless of like how they're trying to keep it closed, and you don't want to see that lumpy mush in there rolling around or whatever. So, yeah, I try not to look at people's faces in general. You know, just keep my eyes down.
I remember when I was a kid, if I ever went out to ice cream with my friends or something, and somebody was eating ice cream and they just got it all over their mouth. And I'm like, don't you realize that you have food all over your face like a baby?
Yeah, that one I don't get. I see people all the time with, okay, if you're drunk, I guess I get it. I'm not drunk anymore. But I see some people that are drunk and then they've got shit in their face. I'm like, oh, they don't know because they don't have their wits about them. Mm-hmm. But when it's just a regular person, a kid, whatever, kids don't know. They got shit in their face. They're not even used to cleaning it off. They barely know what a napkin is. Mm-hmm. But when an adult is sitting there and they've got like spaghetti sauce around their mouth and like, you don't feel that. I feel like I don't have a beard and stuff. But I feel everything on my face. Like even if it's in my tooth, I will go nuts until I get it out in between my teeth. When someone opens their mouth and they've got just like spinach chilling, it's like, oh my God, like, how do you not know? How do you not feel? I feel that in my mouth the entire time.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You got to talk about it a little bit. My pet peeve is you fucking sexy chatterbait whispering into the fucking, yeah, girl, give me that boner Panera, that whistle jam.
Hey, baby, what that mouth sound like?
I hope somewhere there's a guy who just said that, and the lady goes, I'll show you, and then goes. But, yeah, the mouth stuff to me is insane. We got a couple mouth people on there. Anything different than what we said? You go to the Facebook there. Is it basically all the same thing?
Loud chewing, lip smacking. Shout out Kirsten Logan, first one to put that down. But, yeah, it's all basically the same thing.
Basically the same thing. And that's a lot of people. I think that was probably one of the top ones we had there. Let's stick right now with anything else that has to do with the human body. Let's stick right there right now. My next one is, I said it before on the podcast that will not be named, cracking of the nails, the neck, bones. When I hear someone's bones crack, it makes me insane. It always has. Now, I mean, to the point of saying that. The same with my father, too. Same way, was like, hey, cut it out. But he would do it. But he would yell at it, cut it out. And I think a lot of that comes from me being told to cut it out. So now I just instinctively don't want to hear it either. But when I hear my kids, they don't stop. They sound like 90-year-old people with osteoporosis. Like, they're just snap, 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 snap the whole time. And they do, and I'm like, cut it out. And they'll laugh. They're like, no, that makes me nuts. So they'll just do it to do it. But I can't handle a knuckle crack, back crack, any of the noises, or snap, snap, it's like, oh, I don't know, it just makes me cringe.
Yeah, the only time I like it is, you know, once in a while you'll have a friend or something be like, can you crack my back? And when I lift them up to crack their back, I don't mind it then, because then I feel like I accomplished something. It's like I completed a task.
Yeah, but that's not a pet peeve, because to me, what we're saying, in this kind of pet peeve, they're doing it themselves.
Yeah.
They had asked you to help them, and the only way that you really know that you got the job done is that sweet pop.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just to hear somebody like next to me crack their knuckles or something like that drives me up a wall.
By the way, quick side note, since we're right there and you said it, I know a lot of women who say to me one of their biggest pet peeves is dudes who come up to women at parties that don't really know and go, you want me to crack your back, girl? Just so they can grab their titties and pick them up.
Oh, my God.
And then they'll do it all the time. They're like, you know, I'm all set. Like, come on, let me crack your back. I told them, I'm cracking your back. It's like their way to grab them. A lot of drunk guys at parties do that. And believe me, I know a lot of girls that are very upset about that move.
The idea of asking someone if you can crack their back is so foreign to me. Like, I'll definitely do it, like, if a friend asks me to. But I would never in a million, especially a stranger.
Right.
Like, hey, do you want me to pick you up in the air?
I'm assuming it starts off with the girl at some point saying, my back is sore, or literally just standing up and stretching. Oh, your back hurt, girl? How about you want me to crack your back? I'm good at cracking your back, girl. And then they pick them up and they give them that move where they're thinking they're doing the Heimlich, but they think they're choking from their tits.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then they pick them up and bend them that way. The only person I ever do that with, my daughter will ask me to, and she's tall now, and it's hard for me to do it anyway, but even still, I'm always afraid I'm going to hurt someone. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, yeah. We all just think that we're chiropractors with that move, but I don't know what I'm doing. I could hurt somebody. I don't know if you're supposed to. I always thought, like, when you heard a bone crack, something must be wrong. Someone told me, like, no, it's just cartilage moving. But I'm like, I don't know. I touch you and noises happen, I think I broke something. I don't want people breaking stuff around me.
I heard on Cheers that it's just gas pockets releasing.
On Cheers.
Yes.
Okay. So, obviously, we got it from a good source. Drunk.
Cliff Clavin has come through a bunch of times. He's the one that told me about how Mayans invented basketball with the heads of someone they'd executed, but we don't got to get into that.
That's we don't.
Different podcast.
But we won't get into later
well,
what you
is
said.
A pet peeve of mine. Basketball.
Oh, I hate it. A pet peeve of mine is someone passing off knowledge they pretend is theirs. That's what Cliff was doing. That wasn't his.
Yeah.
Looked it up to go to the bar. But So, Dan, body stuff.
Body stuff. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything bodily related.
Do you like a close talker?
Oh, I don't like people touching me.
There you go. That's what the body's all about, touching. Yeah. Hell yeah. In what way? Like, do you mind a handshake?
I'll shake a hand. I'll do a fist bump.
But, like, what do you mean? Like, just like when someone's talking and randomly, like, put their arm around you for no reason or, like, rub your shoulders. And people do that to me. Like, ah, I'm bald, so people love to rub my head, and I am not a fan of that. I'm like, I don't know what they're – I'm like, it feels like a knee. You have a knee? Touch your knee. That's what it feels like.
I feel like most people are respectful enough to not put their arm around me, but I feel like – I don't know, just hearing you talk about having somebody put their arm around you kind of makes my skin crawl a little bit.
Happens to me a lot. Or people will grab you from behind, like, what's up? And then, like, give you, like a behind, like a backpack hug. And I don't like the backpack hug either.
No, you don't. I don't like people coming up behind me at all. Please, come at me from the front or the side angle and announce yourself in advance.
Like, I saw Mike Fenoya last week at the comics, and his back was to me. And but he was near the bar, so I couldn't get around to the front. So I did what, and I know Mike, he's kind of like me in the same way. We're like, you know, I don't really want to be touched or whatever. He's a good dude, but so I do a move where I make sure my I'm like an arm's length away from you on the side, and I will touch your shoulder, like a quick tap to let you know, hey, I was like, hey, buddy. And then when he turns, I pull off. I don't grab in or like, or slap or anything like that. I touch enough to let him know, hey, please turn around. Hey, buddy. And then he turns, oh, it's you. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's kind of a way of getting attention, but that's probably the most I can handle. But even saying that, if someone did that to me, I'd be like, what the fuck? Just say hi. So I don't even know. I think I'm bothered by my own self, which is fine. That's a whole other podcast.
I'd be like,
Pat Peeves. Pat Peeves would be the worst. Just things about me to make people nuts. You can do a whole Pat Peeves show.
That should be the name of this episode.
It probably is. It's like, maybe we'll break into that at the end. You guys can just go off and do Pat Peeves. Like, I know. It's when I need a ride. But anyway, so
no, dude, that's not a pet peeve, because usually when you need a ride, it comes along with some stage time.
Stage time for you, gas money for Dan. I try to take care of the best, but most people fall off. But I got to do 10 hours car with Pete this weekend. Anyway, so nice. That's a pet peeve. Pet Pete. The touching. Yeah, I don't like. I'm not a big fan of that. Anyone touching my head, I don't like. Someone who has to, like, sit super close to me, like, if there's no need, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in a relationship with my kid wants to cuddle up with me, that's fine. But, like, if I'm sitting, like, the other day when we were at a elbow room and we're at that booth area, there's, like, a big booth area. You were sitting on one side, so I sat on the other. That I know some people that would have sat right next to you right there. It's like, there's plenty of room. Like, you have to do this. Like,
it's the same as urinal etiquette.
Yeah. Well, no, because your dick's not out. I mean, like, it's urinal etiquette. I understand that, but also, I mean, sometimes it just, I don't know. That's all. I think in the bathroom, you should just be allowed to go to the bathroom, and people shouldn't be worried about where I'm standing, because just be happy I'm not peeing on you.
Urinal etiquette goes back to the days where people would come up to you while you're pissing and chop your dick off and sell it on the black market.
Remember those days? What the fuck, Stosh? What? When?
No, I don't know. I just made that. Oh, okay.
The worst historian ever.
Jesus. You brought the stupidest Snapple facts to this podcast so far. Mayan heads, dick cutting.
I just want to watch a documentary where Stosh talks about that and there's like Ken Burns violin music in the background.
I had in my head the Game of Thrones scene where they wanted to take Tyrion Lannister's penis and sell it to the cock merchant.
That's another thing, pet peeve. Braggers about their job.
I thought you were going
to
say,
if I hear one more cock merchant come up to me and tell me what they do for a living. Yeah. All right, sir, we get it. Take it easy. I know, your job is hard. Anyway, hey-o. I personally hate a foot. A pet peeve for me is someone putting their feet on me. If they're sitting up, they're sitting at your footsies on your table, anything like that. I don't like a foot. I don't like seeing a foot. I don't like a sandal. I don't want anything. I don't want to know about anyone's foot game in any way. So a big pet peeve to me is someone who's all into their feet. Like, they'll joke around and like kind of like rub your leg. What do you think, buddy? It's like, what are you doing? Like, don't put your foot. You step in all the wrong things with that.
Yeah, no, I don't. Keep your feet covered and keep them out of my face.
Yeah, well, yeah, the face, never. But that's happened
just to yourself, you know.
That hasn't happened to me. But like, yeah, but definitely, I've had people like, hey, like, you know, a lot of women will do that. They'll, like, joke around, like reach over, like, hey, and, like, give you, like, a little kick, like, to the leg if they're sitting there. And I'm like, hey, you say hi. Like, why are we karateing it up? You don't need to karate it up.
The only time it's acceptable to see your bare feet is if you're in an MMA fight.
Even then, put on a shoe.
What if they're covered in adorable fur like a hobbit?
No, if you put your hairy hoof on me, I will knock you the hell out.
It's fur.
I don't want it. I don't like pets. I wouldn't want a human hairy foot. That's a pet peeve of mine. People who love pets. That's my pet peeve. I don't like it. You can have a pet. You can like your pet. But when you're like not get mad at me because I don't like pets. I guess my pet peeve would be people who get mad at me because I don't like the things they like. That's a pet peeve of mine. They're like, you can like your thing, but I don't have to like your thing. I'm not telling you not to have a pet. But when someone's like, I can't believe you don't want a dog. Like, no, I don't want a dog. I can barely feed myself. Like, but what if you had money? Like, I still wouldn't get a dog. It's just not, hey, I'm happy you, but the dog's the best thing in the world. Like, I don't, not to me. I really don't care. I don't trust animals. I always think they're going to hurt me, like, in every way. Like, I walk, when I go for runs, there's turkey vultures near the Riverwalk, and there was like 30 of them the other day, and I was scared, and I had to turn around and walk a mile out of my way. I'm not brave around any animals in any way. Dogs,
no, they're wild animals.
But even a dog, when someone's walking it, and they even got on a leash, they'll tell me it's nice. Like, it's nice to you, because you take care of it, and you give it its things. I don't know it, and people tell me animals smell fear, and I'm afraid of dogs.
It's only smart, like, to go back to the turkeys, you know, for
turkey
a fact,
vulture.
Turkey vulture.
I want people to understand,
you
it's
know,
a
for
vulture.
A fact that you could beat up a turkey vulture if it came down to it.
Like, no, you could not.
If they lock you.
Wait, real quick. Dan Brown, give them the fact that you gave me that scared me out of my mind.
Well, vultures, when they feel threatened, they vomit rotting the contents of their stomach, which is rotting roadkill and dead animals. And, like, as a defense mechanism, if you get too close, they supposedly they'll barf right on you, and then you'll have, like, rotting.
That's before you can punch. You got to barf. I know that coming in, and there's 30. I'm not going to go through that bukkake storm. I'm not going through that.
Listen, I got bit by an emu this weekend, and those are way bigger than vultures. I know for a fact if you lock me in a cage with a vulture, I'm going to come out on top. But
I'm betting
it's going to get its licks in. And is it worth it for a run? No.
First of all, You think that there's no way you'd be able to punch a bird. No way. You would miss that bird.
I wouldn't
six
try
times.
And punch a bird.
You just said you can't. You could not kick a bird's ass. I see geese hiss at me. That goose would bite me, and I couldn't do shit.
Dude, I have a plan.
I don't know how to kick a goose. Like, I don't know where to kick it.
I've heard that a goose can break a man's arm with its wing flapping.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so why would you try to fight that? I
wouldn't try to fight that. I'm just saying if I had to, I could kill one. A turkey vulture,
I couldn't kill a turkey vulture.
I try to grab it by the neck and then lay all my weight on it until it suffocates to death.
I could never kill any creature.
I've never met such a boastful bird fighter.
Yeah. First of all, that's a nice way to say that, but I know for a fact I couldn't end anything's life. So I couldn't do it, so I'm afraid for my life. And the same way we're talking about that wild creature, same thing with a fucking dog, same thing with the zoo, all that. If you like animals, don't tell me I have to fucking like animals. You just like your animals and let me be alone. Pet peeve. We go back to your turkey vulture fight. We were doing a pet peeve thing, but we'll go back more to your Stosh Makita crocodile hunter.
My point was that we're all physically capable of defeating a turkey vulture in combat.
Now, I know you've gotten in shape, but I'm pretty sure a bird would kick your ass.
But it's a wild animal, and it would for sure injure you in the process, even if you win. That's the point I was making. So even if you know 100%...
But you don't win. Because if you tell someone you kicked a bird's ass, they go, what the fuck? You're a person, they're a bird. There's no win for you. Either the bird kicks your ass, or you beat up a bird. You don't beat up a bird. You don't get the win. It's a lose-lose. Who are you bragging to? You killed a bird.
That's what I'm saying. It's not worth it for a run. You were right to turn around and go the other way.
But when people say to me, oh, what are you worried about? Pets are lovely. They're just at God's creatures. Well, A, I don't believe in God, so that doesn't help. But B, I don't like when people tell me I have to like shit because they like shit. I like wrestling. I don't tell people they have to like wrestling. I tell people don't watch it. I'd rather not discuss it with you. I don't like pets.
I kind of like wild animals. I mean,
To read about you don't want to be near them. Like, if you saw like a fucking bobcat, you wouldn't be all fired up.
I guess it depends on the animal. Because I've been walking in the woods, and all of a sudden, like a coyote will just appear.
Oh, and fuck that. I would cry. Remember when we saw that possum on the steps? Oh, my God. You were like, oh, look, it looks cool. I was already inside, like, crying. I can't do that.
But I've seen YouTube videos of people just walking up, and a possum, most of the time, it'll just play dead, or it'll freeze and try to look unhealthy. And in these videos, people just walk up to the possum, and they just pat him on the head. And it's like, wow, it's so amazing.
Yeah, those people are fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb, dude.
But I've seen coyotes in the woods, and, like, I remember one time I was walking down this trail and the coyote just came out of the bushes and was walking up the trail. And then we just looked at each other and then we were just like, look, we just looked into each other's eyes for a minute. And then he just turned around and walked away. And I was like, oh, how friendly.
It's friendly. I guess it's friendlier than attacking you for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to get into a fight. Like I feel like most people don't want to walk around and just fight somebody, like you'd get hurt. So they, like an animal, most animals I think are, unless they're ready to take the risk because they want to eat you. But I mean, a coyote.
Yeah, they gotta feel threatened or hungry, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many animals just attack for sport.
A mountain lion. Actually, I've seen mountain lions. Like when I was hiking on the Pacific Crest Trail in Oregon, like this. I was with my brother and my friend, and we were walking along this trail, and all of a sudden, what looked like, at first I thought it was a deer, because it jumped out of the grass, and then it was about the same color as a deer, but then I looked at its legs, and they were like just meaty lion legs, like they weren't like shapely like a deer, and it jumped out of the grass, and then it just, with like three leaps, it just leapt up this hillside, and it was like, I don't know, it was kind of... I wouldn't want to meet up with the mountain lion when I was alone, but maybe just because I was with people, it didn't want anything to do with us.
I would cry. The other day, I was walking on the Riverwalk, and I was wearing my black sweatshirt I'm wearing now, and it was unzipped, and in the inside, there's a little white line, and I was jogging, but I had headphones in, and I looked down, and quickly, I looked, and what I thought was a skunk near me, yeah. But it was actually my sweatshirt, the way it was turned, and I went, and I screamed and I jumped in the air and I looked down and down the hill was another man and he just goes, ha ha, and I'm like, fuck off. It's like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with that shit at all. That shit frightens the fuck out of me. I'm very scared of animals. I don't like them. When someone's like, ah, let my cat lay in your lap, but that cat wants to kill me. Like, I want nothing to do with it. And I just don't like when people tell me I have to like their, that's a pet peeve. Anything with, tell me I have to like your pet, or tell me that your pet's great, or if there's something wrong with me, just don't fucking force your pet. Don't force your pet on me. That's my pet peeve. People are all into their pets. Yeah. I don't like that shit at all. What we got in the Facebook? What's one of the other big things that someone said?
All right. Panina Beattie put PDA.
Public displays of affection.
Public displays of affection.
We talked about that in our greeting episode. Our greeting episode there. I don't have a problem with public displays. I guess what I'd have to know is what she means. Does she mean someone doing it to her or just seeing? I would think she means just seeing.
Seeing it, yeah. She's like seeing it.
I don't have a problem with that. Now, if it's – okay, if it was just – say it was, I was in a room with just me and then you and your girlfriend, Stash.
Yeah.
And if you guys just sat there and did nothing but make out in front of me, I would be bothered, but I don't think it'd be a peppy – I think I would just weird. Be like, well, I would think you guys are just telling me to leave. And I'd rather you just tell me to leave. Yeah, I don't mind.
I would just ask you to leave.
But if I see two people hugging or kissing or like sitting, I see people wrote this other thing in there too. I don't know who wrote it in there. I saw it, but I've heard this a lot. Some people's pet peeves are two people sitting on the same side of a table. I have no issue with that. If a couple wants to sit that close and they want to talk and they don't want to sit across from each other, it doesn't bother my world. That's not a pet peeve for me. I think a lot of my pet peeves has
I
to happen.
I think it would bother me if someone did that to me, but I don't care if other people do that.
But if you were sitting there, I guess it would depend who it is, but if it's your girlfriend and she sat on that side, would you be bothered? Be like, hey, can you sit on your side?
Yeah, I'd be like, get on the other side so I can look at you.
I don't have that issue. I don't mind because, you know, maybe we have some secrets. I wouldn't say
it like that, though, because she would probably beat me up.
Yeah, she'd probably get a turkey vulture to do it, you know what I mean? And then find out that she's messing with the wrong man.
But I think for me, more than like, real life PDA, social media PDA bothers me more because it seems so performative.
But that's not PDA.
Is it? The public displays of affection.
See, I would think you mean in
to
person,
be like,
in
you're
public.
My snoogle boogles or whatever and shit on social media. It just seems like a big performance.
Yeah. But what if they really mean it? What if they really are their snoogaboogles?
You know, keep that shit behind closed doors. Dude.
But that's their world. Like, listen, they kind of are. It's their Facebook or whatever. They want to put it out there. I don't mind that. That's not a pet peeve. That's I have so an issue with. You mind that? You mind a PDA?
I don't like snoogaboogles in general.
I never buy it. I always think that behind closed doors, they're arguing with each that's other. Racist, and they're right? just trying to... Snoogaboogles? Yeah, for sure, dude.
Oh, out of doubt. Get off my porch, snoogaboogles.
That's what they used to call Norwegians back in the day.
Now they call them Ouijis, but like back then they called them snoogaboogles. Yeah, I don't have a problem with the public display of affection at all. That one doesn't bother me. You know anyone else throw us a nice shout out?
Yeah, let's see. Pat Areola getting cut off mid-sentence.
Yes. Oh, that one I have trouble with. And I do it, too. I know that. But I hate it, but I also know I do it. But, man, when I'm trying to talk to someone and they ask me to say something and they don't let me finish, I'm the first one to go, can I finish? Can I finish? You know, I get very upset. And I hate that when I'm getting cut off, especially when they're trying to guess. If they have something to add to it, if it's an argument, I understand it. Like, they're trying to say something, it came in their head, fine. But if they're trying to guess what I'm going to say, like, I'm like, and I went to, like, the store? I'm like, well, why don't you fucking say the store? Like, what's happening? Like, why do you have to do that? Like, you don't have to cut me. It's not going to get any faster because now I'm going to go, what the fuck was that? And it's going to take longer. Yeah, I'm with Pat. Yeah.
I feel like I don't even get that far. Like, most people, like, the other night, I was...
Shut up, Dan! No, I'm kidding.
The other night, this one... Hey-o. This woman came up to me, and she just started talking to me, and I was listening to what she was saying, and I was thinking about what I thought about that, and I was just like, you know, I was about to say something, and then she just kind of moved on to the next subject, and there was nothing there. And then so I was thinking about the new thing she was talking about, and then I was thinking about what I would say about that third subject. And it's just like, I might as well not even have been there. You might as well have been writing in your diary, like... When people don't even, like, they talk at you and don't give a shit who you are or what you think, it's like you're just an audience member sitting on a park bench that is there for them to perform to. Like, that bugs me so
much. Yeah, talking at and not with really, really grinds my gears. It really does. Squeals my wheels.
Oh, yeah.
Lubes my axle. I don't know. Is that a thing? Unhinges my chassis. It does it. But, I've been around a lot of people who talk at me and not to me or with me or anything like that. And that's a huge pet peeve when someone just right away is just like, you know, saying something but not even trying to get any kind of reaction back from me. Just like, I'm, you know, like you said, they're like their own Shakespeare. They're cutting a soliloquy and they're just like, I'm doing this, you know, and therefore this is why, like whatever. Or another pet peeve. When someone gets all mad about something like that, and then they start saying you, but they don't mean you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and you people are getting me, you know, get all mad when I do this. I'm like, I didn't get mad at that. Well, not you, but like you in general. I'm like, yeah, but like you think you're talking about me. Like, I think I hate it when anyone just fired up yelling at me more than anything else.
I don't mind those people who talk. Like in that fashion where they just keep jumping around subject to subject and carrying their own weight. Because I usually don't have a ton to say.
Right, but you're saying, but see, you don't have a lot to say, but you're saying a conversation. We're talking more about someone who really, you just happen to be there and they're just out loud just going off about them. Yeah. Like, it's not even a chance of a conversation. It's just cutting this whole thing about their day and I believe this and this and they're not asking you anything. Like that kind of thing. I know you're saying you like someone that carries a conversation, but you'll throw in a quick wit or a fine little nugget or something and it'll make the conversation good.
Yeah, one line and then go back to thinking about whatever I'm being anxious about. Listen,
people like me need people like you so I can take a breath. We need it.
Yeah.
So
fair enough.
You're my cup of water in my marathon, my friend.
Woo!
I feel like it's not so bad when you know the person, but if it's a complete stranger and they're just doing it, it's like, get away from me. Like, I've had strangers do it. And, like, on the reverse side of that, I feel like sometimes people will come up to you and they're like, hi. And you're like, hello. And then they're just staring, waiting for you to start telling them stuff. And then, but maybe you don't have something to say. And then they act like you're unfriendly because you didn't entertain them. Like, it, I feel like there's a happy...
Yeah, it's like, don't start some shit unless you're...
Yeah.
Well, they're like conversation kindling. They're like, just like, hey! They're just trying to start that conversation fire.
But they make no effort to... Yeah, they don't have any conversation kindling.
None. They just... They have barely a spark. Smacking rocks together like a couple of numbskulls.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of slouches, which I want to start calling people, by the way. Slouches.
Yeah, that's a great insult.
I like slouch. I don't like slouch. I like saying a slouch. All right, we got anyone else throwing us anything?
Yeah, Andrew, oh boy, Carlstrom.
Andrew Carlstrom, funny comic.
He says, people who hold the door open when you're 30 feet away and you have to do that awkward speed walk, that's another one that bothers the shit out of me because I know how to open a door. Don't make me fucking move faster than I want to.
Yeah.
Because you feel like being polite. That's for you, not me.
Yeah, I don't mind a door open. That's very nice and polite. Now, when I do it, sometimes if I'm leaving the gym, I'll see somebody a couple cars away, but I know they're coming towards. I'll hold it, but when they make eye contact and they start to speed up, I go, take your time. I don't go, I'm a professional. Or something like that. And then they say, thank you. I'm like, take your time. I'm no rush, whatever. And I make sure I say that. But I'm someone who walks all the time. You know, I don't drive. So when I'm walking to the gym or running to the gym or walking to the store, anything like that, the door opening is bad. But worse, people in cars that get crazy when they want you to cross the street when you're not ready to cross the street,
mm-hmm.
like they'll literally like wave their hand. Like even in traffic when two cars are driving, people do this. They'll wave at you at first, like, oh, go ahead. But then they're like mad. They're like, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's like, well, dude, I don't need to go. You go. You're
also,
a car.
Also, it's your turn. Just take your fucking turn. You're trying to be polite and it's rude.
Yeah. But you're also rushing me into something. Like people will do that to me all the time. Like they won't look. People in cars don't look at crosswalks and don't look at the to see if people are going by. So they'll see me standing there. So they'll stop the car and wave to me, but they don't see that it's red. It's not for me to go. And there'll be cars turning right on the other side that could fucking nail me. And I don't want to go. And then they're like, go. And I'm like, just fucking, you're a car. I yell at all my kids loud. I go, you're a car. Just go. You're a car.
Yeah.
That sounds a little nuts. Yell that at people.
That similar things happen to me where it's like I'm not when I'm walking, but like I'm in front of somebody. I could maybe make a right turn on red or something, but I see people coming that the people behind me don't see, and they want me to go. So they're honking, but it's like no, I see people coming that you don't see. Don't you get mad at me because you don't have as much information as me? It's like I guess it's just a similar situation, just. Two cars, but...
Right, no, same thing. I think anyone... We had a lot of car ones. We'll get into those in a minute, but, like, literally, yeah. Anyone that just gets upset because they think they know better, but they can't see better.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, you know, but the start of Andrew's thing, yeah. If you're gonna hold a door, just sit there and hold the door. I think Larry David did that in an episode of Curb, where he held it, and then he thought the person was too far, so he closed it, and he was like, oh, you know, I'm not gonna sit there forever. You were too far to hold it for. And the person was insulted by that, but, like, yeah, I get that. Don't make me speed walk. You know what I mean? That's why I always throw out that, hey, take your time. I got you. It's not my first door-holding rodeo. I got you.
Held the door a time or two.
A time or two, my time. Spin the yarn, held the door. What we got next, Tosh?
Related, Colleen Egan Stewart. When people blow out of a stop sign to get in front of you and then drive below the speed limit.
That
happens a lot in general where people are in a rush to get in front of you and then not in a rush for the rest of the drive. It's like you just want to be first despite the fact that you're driving like an old sack of shit.
Now, do you mean they don't mean that in the highway? They mean that like in a
yeah, exactly. They mean at a stop sign, like on a regular road.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. Just that's dumb. I don't
even on the highway it happens too, where like somebody
if you're in a slow lane and somebody's like speeding up to get in front of you just to get because they're trying to get out of someone, they want to get out of the passing lanes. And some people just fucking live in the passing lanes. I mean in the slow lane, I mean.
Yeah, but people do that on ramps all the time. Well, they'll speed.
Oh, Dan Brown hates an on ramp.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
On ramp to get in front of you and then go slower than you were going.
One thing that annoys me is, like, when you're trying to merge in with the traffic, like, people, they're incapable of, like, slowing down a little bit to make room. Like, I've had people speed up to be in my blind spot as I'm reaching the end of the on-ramp, and it's just like, what are you trying to run me off the fucking road?
Yeah.
And it's just so annoying. Like, Route 8 going up to Waterbury, getting on, like, any of these on-ramps in the Waterbury area and, like, Route 8 south of Waterbury, It's like the fucking road warrior up there.
Being like, behind one person makes people feel like they're losing at a game for some reason. Because their lives are empty or whatever. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah. I've been in cars with you guys and I saw you get mad. I haven't driven a car in a long time. I'm happy with anyone driving. You're all my friends. Give me a ride. What's next?
Let's see. Phil Hall says, not being asked to be on your podcast. Well, guess what? It's not going to happen again next week. Jerk.
Shots fired at Phil Hall. All right.
It's Phil Hall.
Harper Lyles, groups slow walking, taking up the
whole. Oh, just say your sidewalk. Girlfriend. Wait, what is that? Don't say your full name. That's weird. Acknowledge her. No, it's nice that she's adding to our podcast. What did your lovely girlfriend
this
say?
This stranger, groups slow walking, taking up the whole damn sidewalk with that lollygagging nonsense.
Oh, my God. When people, it happens to me more, sidewalks are one thing, at the casino. When I'm there a lot, groups will walk and they will dominate the entire thing. I always think you should treat a sidewalk or a hallway or a corridor like a road. You got on the right side if you're going one way. You're on the left side if you're going the other way. Let me pass if I need to. People will just blot the whole thing up. And then worse, they'll walk on a sidewalk. Then they'll just stop in the middle of a sidewalk and just start fucking conversating.
Yeah.
And you're like, and I have to walk into the road or like into a, like a bush or something. And you're like, excuse me, I'm a human. I exist. What the fuck? You know, the nice things I yell. And they're like, and they're just like, sir, like, get the fuck out of the way. Like, what are you doing? Like, you mopes, go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with her.
File or something.
I can't stand people at the supermarket that just block the whole aisle. It's like sometimes when I'm at the supermarket, if I see somebody in an aisle, I just like, nope, not going down that aisle yet. And I wait for an empty one because people do the same thing. They're just oblivious of their surroundings and they're just taking up the whole supermarket aisle.
Or they just leave their carriage in the middle of the aisle and then go look at something where like there's no passing room on the side. Yeah. Like, do you think you're the only one here?
And you go to move the cart. Excuse me, it's yours. I'm going to just move it off the side. Don't touch my cart. It's not your cart. It's not your fucking cart.
Yeah, you don't own that or any of the things inside it yet.
Yeah,
because
if you own the cart, you'd be outside.
I'll take shit out of your fucking cart.
The only people I know that own carts live outside. They don't come inside. They don't buy any things. That one, and also the people at the grocery store in the aisle, who, like, when you're trying to get, like, a certain box of pasta, like, my daughter wants a certain kind of pasta, I go there, and then someone else is standing just in the vicinity of pasta, but not looking at that pasta. And I'll be like, excuse me. She goes, I'm looking. I'm like, you're not looking exactly. Just let me grab. I'm going to grab a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm standing here. Like, it's pasta, you bitch. And I'm looking at you. You're like 350. You don't need any pasta. Get out of the way when you reach by your Kangol and grab some Z's.
Get your ass to the low-carb aisle.
Yeah, get out of here.
Pasta shelf, not a Sudoku puzzle.
Go get a fucking spaghetti squash. It's like spaghetti, but for sad people like you.
Yeah, we're going to spaghetti squash this conversation right now. Hey, what else we got?
Thank you,
Stasha's girlfriend.
I don't know this woman. Comedian Max Dolcelli says service animals, which is a pretty wild hot take.
But he said he had a story about it. We got into animals. I'm not sure that is. I like Max a lot. Maybe one day I'll hit him up and try to get that story. But thank you, Max. Maybe read things that can help us, Stash.
Oh, Emily Santisario said people who pronounce syrup wrong, and she said, it's not syrup, get the fuck out and learn how to speak, and she was immediately corrected.
By me.
Yeah, by the actual pronunciation, which is syrup. So,
yes.
In your face, Emily.
Wait, what did she say?
She said it's syrup. Huh. Like Chris Sear.
Yeah.
Huh. Or searing a steak, R.I.P. but it's not it's syrup. But I actually hit the pronunciation on you can't hit on the thing, but I looked it up and they showed the pronunciation. It's sir up. So, but that's not a pet. That's a very specific pet peeve. One word. Now I get people pronouncing words wrong. We got a couple things on Twitter too, and I forget what on there. But somebody did put that you know, like they hate when someone says
especially.
There was a couple words like that. When you add certain letters, the words like that.
Library.
I'm going to escape.
I take it for granted.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. Like, you don't even know what you're doing. You're just saying words, but you don't know words. Yeah, morons. Morons is a pet peeve. What we got, Sash?
The next one was one that seemed pretty near and dear to your heart. Bree Hilt says, people who put dirty clothes on the floor next to an empty or not quite full hamper.
You have no fucking idea. You have no fucking clue. Why don't you want to see the floor? See the floor. Like, yeah, Florida's dope. I don't shed my skin like a snake. I don't take my clothes and just fire it down and whatever. To take the clothes, I take everything off every night. I take it off and I either, if I'm going to wear the sweatshirt, I hang it back up, whatever. If not, all my clothes go into a hamper. And that's where they go. Jeans I wear worn at one time, so I'll fold them up, put them away. But firing it on the ground when there's a hamper right there, and then you're bitching that you got no laundry done, throw it in the fucking hamper. Then I'll take care of it. But people, anything like that. People don't make a bed. People don't fucking put their towels away. When you put anything on the ground, should be on the ground. Garbage.
Yeah.
Like when people are sleeping, they're just like, I'm just going to throw this shit in the ground and hope for the best. That's the ground. I got to walk there. I got to wake up. I don't wear shoes to bed. I'm not some kind of psychopath. Yeah. So when I stand up, I don't want to step on shit. I hate a dirty tissue on the nightstand. They leave that there and I put my hand on it. You don't know what the fuck's going on in there.
Yeah, messy rooms in general are insane. I've dated a couple women who in the past who had messy rooms.
All I've dated is messy women. Messy women. Women are so fucking messy.
You know, I thought all you dated was sloppy women. But
messy women who, believe me, in most of their car, if they have a kid, there's a car seat back there, and that kid could never get in that seat because it's just covered with a fucking, like, a hoarder's display. There's a million things. It's always a tiny Honda Civic with 80 pounds of shit in it. It's like, how do you find anything? And their pocketbooks are the same. You're going in there, and it's just like a treasure trove of crap. There's like teeth in there or something. I hate it. And get the shit out the floor. Thank you, Bree Hiltz. I thought Bree Hiltz was shoe. I know Bree Hiltz, and when you look at her, you think probably a slob. But I like that she's not. I like that she's not. I don't mean that in a mean way. She just seems like somebody who has her mind on other things. Especially now she's a mother, she's probably more worried about that. Before she was a mother and she was just smoking a lot of weed, most potheads I know are not neat.
No.
No.
Me and Josh Levinson, I think.
And Brandon Smith is pretty neat, actually. Maybe I'm wrong. Old potheads are neat.
Yeah, old potheads are neat. Old potheads get high and clean. That's what it is.
Brandon gets high and buys more shoes.
Nice, dude. You can always use more shoes.
No, you can't.
I just got some new penny loafers from Cole Haan on clearance, dude.
Who's Cole Haan?
Cole Haan's a designer that makes, like, work shoes that feel like sneakers, like, super comfortable.
I thought it was, like, a Kohl's, but for people who love Han Solo.
No, they're great, man.
Star Wars shoes on retail.
They look like, these are the lamest, greatest work shoes I ever bought. Like, I'm turning 40 this year, and this is how I'm bringing in 40.
Got it.
I bought some fucking loafers that look like they came with a mortgage, you know?
You know what my pet peeve is? People who fucking care about what shoe you're wearing.
Yeah.
Shoe game people. Don't like it. I buy the cheapest pair. I go to Marshalls. I find a size 12 and a half that fits my foot that I'm hoping is $19.99. I have one sneaker that does it, and I run in it until I feel a rock in my foot because I burn a hole. And then I buy another one. I just burn them out. I'll never spend more than like $30 on a pair of sneakers or shoes. I don't understand it. I understand maybe a little more comfortable. But when you spend $100 and you look at me and go, look at your shoes. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why on my feet? You already passed on my whole face? Stop looking down there. Look up.
I get that way about clothes, too. I'm a big Amazon Essentials guy. Go on Amazon Essentials and just, that's like Amazon's Kmart, like, generic brand, unlabeled.
I didn't know that. It sounded like it would be, like, a perfume section.
No, it's beautiful. They just have, like, regular generic made-in-China clothes that you would normally have to go to a Kmart or something like that for.
You usually have to go out to get your Chinese-made clothes. Now you can get them online.
Beautiful.
By authentic Chinese Kmart guys.
Amazon Basics.
You got anything else?
Let's see. Gaby Dova.
Gabby Duva.
Okay, Gabby. Well, there should be two B's in Gabby, just to be fair to me.
Gaby is no one's name.
It's a gay baby.
That's true.
You know what my pet peeve is? Gay babies. How do you know? You don't even fuck yet, baby. How do you know what you like? Anyway, go ahead.
People wearing sunglasses at night or inside?
It doesn't really bother me. I you know what? It is weird. It is weird when someone's got sunglasses on inside. Like, what are you doing?
I appreciate it because it lets you know someone's a douchebag before you talk to them.
I guess so. But then my pet peeve is also douchebag, so I guess it kind of lights it up there.
I don't know if this person would want me to say his name, but, like, the other day, a comedian we know came into the
stress factory. Carlo Biandino!
But he came in with sunglasses, and of course we're all assholes, so we were making fun of him for having, like, I don't think we were making fun of him that badly, but we were, like, just making jokes that he was wearing sunglasses, and then later he went up on stage and was like, I have eye surgery! Like, I just had eye surgery! So we were just, like, laying into him. Not really, I don't know.
Yeah, but didn't you say he said he was self-conscious, and that's why he didn't want to deal with it? And it's like, I don't know. If you're self-conscious, don't go to a comedy show.
Take a
night off with your eyeball surgery. What are you, an X-Men? I'm Cyclops. I have to get out of here. Like, no, you're good. Yeah, so you know what? They're right. Fuck it. Don't wear sunglasses inside. Thanks, Gaby.
I managed to mispronounce both her first and last name.
Destroyed it.
Next one comes from Melissa Carrera. Clipping nails in public.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Bro, clipping nails, Q-tipping in public, anything, like when you're picking a nose, anything where you're removing shit from your face or your feet.
You already talked about how much you hate feet, but imagine somebody clipping their toenails in public.
Not in public, but I've been over other people's homes.
Yeah.
Where they've taken off, or worse, in my own home, I've seen people take off their shoes, and then they're not, like, there's guests here, they take off their shoes, and then they start, like, working their feet. And I'm like, you know, like rubbing, like hard working their toes and like kind of hand jobbing their big toe. And like, what are you doing? And then your hand has foot stink on it. And I don't need that at all in my life. Yeah, clipping it. Oh, in public, clipping that the balls you could have. I got even a fingernail would bother me. But a fingernail or a toenail, you can do that at home. Unless something happened where, like, all that I can see is if you got, no, I can't even see that. Because even if like someone stepped in your foot and you broke a nail and you had a hangnail, and you have tools on you,
yeah.
Go to the bathroom. Find a bathroom. Find somewhere close. Go to your car. Don't do it in public like on a bench or some shit. What the fuck?
Those nail clippers, like with the little lever, those things, I hate them. I hate them. They don't, I feel like they don't work. They annoy me. I use wire cutters, and they're, and like once you use wire cutters to clip your fingernails, I guarantee you'll never go back.
Do you have like a super thick, strong nails or something like that?
No.
I like that.
How they don't work for you.
But Dan's pet peeve is 1890s technology.
No. Yeah. It's not, I don't know. They're clumsy. It's like the blades are all curved and weird. It's like, oh, if you have nail clippers, they're just so.
The blades are curved because, like, when you clip your nails, they're supposed to have a curve to them.
Yeah, but they're also, there's a flat edge on the front. It's like.
That's how it cuts.
Listen. Once you
talk about the issues, Dan.
I was on board with a lot of your pet peeves, but I'm having trouble following you on this one.
Once you use wire cutters to clip your nails, I guarantee you'll never go back. You will see how much more precise and elegant a wire cutter is.
You get
a
look at your nails, Dan.
Well, yeah, all right.
I could do that fine with
I think it'd be great if both Dan Brown and Melissa we're out in public together, and someone started cutting their toenails, and Melissa's like, disgusting. And Dan's like, yeah, do you see what he's using?
Yeah.
It's like, that's the problem. What else we got?
Melissa Bivalacqua says...
Bivalacqua?
No, it's Bivalac.
Oh.
Melissa Bivalac.
I thought she was from Atlantis.
I was thinking of Matthew Bivalacqua from The Sopranos. I apologize, Melissa. I'm sure you're great. When people shuffle or drag their feet while walking.
Yeah. I don't like a heavy walker.
Yeah,
like stomping through. It's like what are you doing? Like that's gotta hurt your feet as it is. Yeah, you know what really bothers me too when I'm taking walks with the kids sometimes. Seamus will just drag his sneakers. It's like lift your feet, man. Lift your feet. I think it's a lot of things with noises with me.
I've never noticed anyone doing that before, personally.
Now you will. Now you'll listen and you'll hate it. Just dragging feet. Yeah. Just that noise, mostly with shoes on the outside, so like that you can hear it. Or like, you know, I also hate with that noise that happens. It sounds like a basketball sneaker on the gym floor, but it happens somewhere it's not basketball. Like that squeak, like yes. When someone like foot. Oh, I want to jump when someone just their foot, and you can tell they're doing it. But like, pick your fucking feet up. No one else doing it. You're in a courtroom hallway or some shit. It's like, not that I chill out in courtroom hallways. I don't know, but I'm trying to think of some place that's squeaky. What else we got?
Bivalac also says, sniffling, just blow your damn nose already.
Yeah, yeah, blow your nose. You know, a couple times I got you, but just go take care of the business. You know what I mean? You don't have a tissue? go walk away from me and do a little snot rocket. I don't care. Yeah. Just get out of my face. I don't need there. Because that, you know what it does? That makes me feel the snot dripping down my throat. Like, and it makes it just, oh, I just, I'm skeeved.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a person who keeps tissues in my car, at my desk, by my bed. I'm a snot boy, so I'm always blowing my nose.
I'm a snot boy. I blew my nose
before we started this podcast.
Well, good for you. We were going to call this Pat Peeves. We might call it I'm a Snot Boy or Gay Baby. We have three names so far for this.
Gay Baby.
I'm a gay baby. You're a progressive baby. Calm down. I identify as a 93-year-old man. All right. How are you on the nose sniffling, Dan?
I feel like I agree with that, but then I feel like there are also people who just sound like their sinuses are just stuffed up, and I, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but some people just have that, my, I'm congested voice.
Or they sound like they're talking through their nose, like those motherfuckers? I don't like that.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, what, where's your septum, fucker?
Yeah.
Deviated, apparently.
Enjoy your coke. All right, what's next?
David DeFranco says, people who walk past you without saying excuse me, which
he must mean bumping into you.
It's got, if not, then this guy's just an egomaniac. Yeah. Like, what do you think you're doing walking faster than me?
Excuse yourself for that walk. Actually, you mean like, you in your mind, you meant like from behind and walking past. I thought you meant like walking towards them and just like, hello, sir, excuse me.
That's even better. Just everyone that crosses you, like in the, in a social,
he must mean walking like in front of you, cutting you off, like walking. Walking across you, like, you're not looking and, like, just cutting you off by walking by.
Or just, like, he, there's a narrow passageway and you're just trying to slide by and you're, like, your clothes rubs up against them as you're passing.
Right, you'll say, excuse me. Or I hate when you say, excuse me, and then the fucker doesn't move.
Yeah. That's maybe it means, like, in a bar, you know, when you really gotta, like, drag yourself across somebody to get by.
Dragging your feet. Like an asshole. So that's like a gay baby.
Yeah.
Because if it's not that, then this guy's got no excuse for having that pet peeve.
What else we got?
Christina Ouch says wet hair.
No, that's actually, that's not her real name, but she uses that as a Facebook name.
Oh, okay.
It's a longer, I want to say Hispanic last name. She's a comic out of the Long Island area.
Nice.
What did she say?
Wet hair.
Oh, yeah. And see, at first when she wrote that, I thought she meant like, somebody having wet hair, but she means like clumps of it. Like, if listen, I share a home with a Dan Brown and a girl, and the two of them have long, luscious, flowing hair. I have none of the hair. Now, Dan is obviously, I've never seen Dan's hair in the shower. Dan takes care of himself in that regard. But with my daughter and my girlfriend, and they're in there, I'll go near the tub, the drain area, and something, I pull out like a woolly mammoth, and it's just wet and it's crazy. And I know it's not your hair, Dan, because it's not whistling. So I'll pull it up. But yeah, anything like what I remember when I was first started doing comedy, me and Jerry Woolley went to Maine, and this comic, Tim Hoffman, let us stay in his apartment with him and his girlfriend. And Jerry went to go into the shower, and then he just yelled, nope! And he walked out. I go, what? He goes, go look at that. And he's not even like worried about like the people hearing this. Like, what? Go look at the wall. And on the wall, it looked, I thought it was a spider. Yeah. So I realized it was just hair. There's wet hair matted against the wall of the shower. Yeah, it's
no, sir. Oh,
yeah, no. No. Yeah, thanks, ouch. That's good. It's a good ouch. What we got?
Shout outs, ouch.
Okay, babe.
Oh man. I think the rest is just the multiple people who thought it would be hilarious to put podcast at the
top. Oh yeah, those folks. Podcast.
Those people are now my pet peeve.
My pet peeve is podcast. Someone asking questions. I think someone took a shot at me with saying like they think I'm a phony person. But that's like the news of the day, but that's fine. Some people were just not nice. But most of them were very nice and they appreciate most of them. But there was more driving ones, wasn't there? No.
The closest to another driving one, and I just lost it, but it was like people who complain about things other people do when they drive and just do the same damn thing 2 minutes later.
All right. Well, let me go grab my phone because there was two Twitters we'll do quickly. So real quick, Dan. I think we covered it on the trial run. But don't, your very specific music one that you shared earlier.
Okay. Well, I guess we kind of summarized it by saying that it was had to do with phony people. But basically, when you go to music open mics, a lot of the time you'll see like a 20-year-old white kid who went into his grandpa's closet and got his grandpa's church clothes and his fedora. And then he'll bring a guitar up and he's like, he blacks up his voice, like, and he says, I'm gonna play you a song on this old guitar. And he tries to sound more worldly and soulful than he actually is. And it just reeks of phoniness. And then we were kind of talking about, like, George Carlin and how, like, he complained about white people shouldn't play the blues. And I feel like people love to just plagiarize George Carlin when anybody is playing, like, a blues song. Like, I feel like you should be allowed to play the blues as long as, you know, it's in your voice and it sounds like something you would say. But people just love yelling at other people that they just plagiarize Carlin at the drop of a hat, and you know.
So your pet peeves are people who pretend they're black and people who steal other people's thoughts.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Now, I thought that when I got up to get my phone, that Stosh was going to talk to you. But then Stosh also decided they had to do a pet peeve of mine, in that when there's only two of you in a room, one guy just stares at his phone and ignores the other person's existence.
Well, he was on a long soliloquy there.
Yeah, but he still would like a little help. He's performing. He'd like a little bit of eye contact.
There wasn't even a breath in there.
All right. On our Twitter, we had a couple.
I'm that person,
that lady. The Pint of Comics podcast jumped in, and they said, whistling. Loud whistling. Dan Brown. They hate you.
Sorry.
I don't think they've heard your whistling. Pint of Comics crew. They have a fun podcast, though. Check them out. Another guy, Isaac Thorne, said, you stole my answer. That means I'll have to go with my second most annoying pet peeve. People who walk too close behind me. Yeah, tailgating in a walking move. When they step on your foot and give you the flat, I want to punch them in the face. I hate them. Don't walk too close behind me. What are you doing? That's creepy. Keep your distance. He didn't write all that. I added most. People who don't use blinkers. That was done by a camp counselor Greg?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm bothered by that. Someone doesn't use it, they just make a turn. That's kind of fucked up and dangerous. Not nice. We got your, the Huh podcast said when people add a T to word the word across.
Yeah, a crust. Boo.
Or when people say height instead of height. The T is last. I don't know. I've never heard height.
I never heard that before. It's funny. Well,
height. How much do you weigh?
What's your height?
Height, weight.
Height and weight.
Any more pet peeves to close it out? Anything else you can think of?
I got nothing.
My last one is one that I do a lot too, so I'm guilty of it, but I hate when people do it. I'm pretty hypocritical with it. I hate when someone says, you know, that was a joke when it wasn't a joke.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like saying something like fucked up, like, you know, nice shirt, you fucking asshole. And you're like, what? And they're like, you're joking. I'm like, well, that's not a joke. You call me an asshole and you shit on my clothes. They're like, just joking. And believe me, I'm somebody who says that a lot. And I usually am joking, but my sense of humor is super harsh sometimes.
Yeah.
But when I say it, it comes off even worse. But like,
it's more of a kid than a joke, you know? There's no setup, no punch.
Yeah, but even the fact they have to say that, because usually, you know, if you say it, like someone on the Facebook thing, they start getting that at me. They say, like, all your friends commenting on here are mean, period. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool that people are chiming in.
Yeah, they said that everyone hates humanity because they have pet peeves, which is weird.
And I'm like,
because pet peeves are very human.
Right. And I was also saying, like, I said, I don't know. I think they're pretty loving people when they're more caring about the big picture. So they notice little dumb things. That's because they're not too worried about other things in life. And she's like, well, yeah, I didn't say it was a problem, whatever. And I was just joking. And I said my pet peeve is people who say they're joking when they're apparently not. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Good day to you. I said good day. Joke.
People don't understand what joking means.
No. Believe me. And speaking of that, you guys going to the open mic tonight? Ew. No joking there.
I'm going to host a trivia.
Ooh. But, Dan, this will be coming out probably later on tonight or tomorrow. So this week, what do you got going on?
On June 8th, I'm going to be at the Treehouse Comedy.
In the old contest?
Yeah. What is it, in Westport? At the
Bistro B. It's a fun room. I've been there before. The treehousecomedy.com for your tickets to go see Dan Brown trounce some fucking folks.
I hope so.
Hopefully you trounce some folks. Treat them like Stosh to a turkey vulture. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, I'm just going to
beat the fuck out of them. Stosh?
StoshMakita.com for all my comedy dates.
And animal fights.
in animal fights. I'm posting a video of me taking on a turkey vulture later on this evening.
It'll be him and a gay baby battling against that vulture.
Oh, man, if I got a gay bee on my side, dude, no vulture stands a chance. I'm just going to distract him with that baby, you know?
I got rabies from the gay bees. Like, oh, no.
While the vulture is eating that baby, peck
at the gay bee for a while. You sneak up behind, get him in a chokehold.
All of a sudden, the gay baby's fucking the vulture. Like, this went weird. That's, anyway, I can't stop watching. Follow us on social media, Discomfort In Podcast, on Twitter and Instagram and our Facebook fan page. Every week we'll be putting up what we're going to be talking about, and hopefully you will chime in like you guys did this week. Thank you to all the people that did chime in. We'll be putting the link underneath there, too, so you guys can see it. We thank you for doing that. Follow my other two podcasts on Spotify, Podcast 316, my wrestling podcast with Derek Moore, and, of course, Pat Oates Is Sad. Subscribe to my Pat Oates channel on YouTube for my new POIS Daily. For every day for 10 minutes, I yell about something. 2 days ago, I yelled about the 3-year anniversary of Harambe and why I hate zoos. And how zoos should be really just prisons. We should let people be there. And we should just watch people. That'd be more fun.
Also, but, rest in paradise, King.
Yeah, fuck him. Anyway, it's the whole thing I talk about. Today, I took a weight loss. Check that out there. Go to paddles.com for my book. We're going to be paperback coming out pretty soon. Ooh. Also, go for for my two albums, Good Try and Birthday Like a Funeral. And check that all out. And all my show dates are on there. Friday night, I will be at the Comedy Caboose, I think it's called. It's at a Tavern on the Hill in Norton, Massachusetts, headlining there. And then Saturday, I'll be at Headliners Comedy Club in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm headlining that show with the very funny Matt Berry and also Pete Angelo on the show. So for all my dates. And then the following weekend, get tickets on the 6th, 7th, and 8th. I will be at Laugh Boston. Come check me out there. Opening for Ali Sadiq, I think you pronounce it. So, so that'll be a fun show. So, please check me out. Go to my website. Thank you guys for listening, and thanks for staying at the Discomfort Inn.